Owners of vacant houses and banks in the process of foreclosing on homes will be required to register the property with the city's Office of Housing, post a $10,000 bond, and name a local manager to be responsible for the building. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the regulations will remove a burden from city taxpayers, help rid blight from neighborhoods, and enhance public safety.
Wall Street received their bailout, but Main Street, ourselves, was there to deal with the fallout.
The $10,000 bond that must be posted for each foreclosure is intended to cover the cost of securing and maintaining properties that are abandoned, an expense that, until now, had fallen to city taxpayers. The requirement for a local property manager will help tenants who find themselves living in a bank-owned building with no one to call if the heat should go off or the building needs repairs. Shortly after the Springfield City Council voted unanimously for a set of anti-foreclosure ordinances in August 2011, the Massachusetts Bankers Association, along with a half dozen local banks, filed a lawsuit in federal court. In July 2012, U.S. District Court Judge Michael Ponser ruled in favor of the city. His decision has been appealed, and oral arguments in the case are scheduled for next month before the U.S. Court of Appeals in Boston. The City Council also voted to require banks to participate in a mediation process with people facing foreclosure. Sarno said that will be implemented later.
This is the last step in dealing with a situation that has evolved to the vacant and the derelict property. Our more important steps are the steps that we take preventative to keep people in their homes.
Sarno estimated it will cost $750,000 to implement the anti-foreclosure regulations. At the time the City Council was debating the ordinances in 2011, it was estimated there were more than 300 bank-owned houses in Springfield, with two-thirds of the properties vacant. Springfield City Code Enforcement Commissioner Stephen Desolets said the city will now have the money to board up and clean up abandoned houses.
It's been very frustrating for us over the years trying to deal with all the complaints that comes in with these vacant properties for the neighborhoods and have nothing to tap into.
Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said foreclosed and abandoned houses pose a serious public safety issue.
On occasion, we have these homes taken over by undesirables that squat inside the home and might deal drugs or just use the home for operational purposes for criminal activity. So this piece of legislation is very important to the police department.
Springfield Fire Commissioner Joseph Conant said fires occurred in 37 vacant houses in the last 2 years.
But it's not the sheer number of the fires. It's the danger that comes along with these properties. More firefighters are injured and killed each year in vacant properties than any other structure.
Malcolm Chu, a community organizer with Springfield No One Leaves, who lobbied for passage of the anti-foreclosure regulations, said it is hard to comprehend why it has taken so long to implement the cutting-edge laws.
It's been a long wait, and there's been a lot of residents who have been displaced and impacted by what we feel has been an unnecessary wait to implement these ordinances.
Chu said it is frustrating to see other municipalities adopt and implement bonding and mediation requirements in foreclosure proceedings that were modeled after the Springfield ordinances, while Springfield has lagged behind in enforcing its rules. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.